Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is Gemara and Bava Metzia Daf Ches. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal. Be'ezus Hashem, they should bring back the Chatufim b'mehera in good health, happily and safely. And Be'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up six lines from the top. Ches Omud Aleph. We're going to refer back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of this Masechta. And Omar Rami Bar Chama tells us, Zos Omeris, that we will learn from our Mishnah. The Gemara will spend a lot of time today figuring out which part of the Mishnah Rami Bar Chama is learning this from, that Hamagbia Mitzia L'Chaveru, that if you go and pick up something for your friend, there's a Mitzia in the street, and you go pick it up, not for yourself, but you go pick it up for your friend. Reuven picks up this item to be Konit on behalf of Shimon, not for himself. So Rami Bar Chama says, you can learn from our Mishnah, Kona Chaveru. This, in fact, works. A person can go and pick something up for his friend and is able to be makanit, make a kinyan on behalf of his friend, even though he wasn't instructed to do so by the friend. Now, the Isol Kedaitach Lo Kona Chaveru, because if you were to say that the halacha is that he is not able to be konit on behalf of his friend, so then, Teyosa Zu Kimi Shemunachas Agabi Karka, because then the item would then halachically still be considered as if it was left on the street. It wasn't acquired by Reuven, who picked it up, because he didn't intend to go and acquire it, and it's not acquired on behalf of Shimon, because you're telling me, if you were to tell me, that he can't make a kinyan on behalf of Shimon, so then, so then for neither of them, it is neither Reuven's or Shimon's, then the result would be that neither of them has acquired it. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, it must be that he does in fact acquire it for his friend. Hamagbia mitzia lechavero, in fact, kono chavero. That's what Rami Bar Chama says. We learn from our Mishnah. Rava disagrees. Rava says you can't learn this from our Mishnah because on my Rava says the olam emaloch. I can tell you that in our Mishnah, hamagbia mitzia lechavero. If one picks up something on behalf of his friend, lo kono chavero. In fact, you can learn from our Mishnah that you do not acquire it. Now, why then in our Mishnah are you telling me, Rami Bar Chama, that it seems that you would acquire it because Vahacha Hainu time, and the reason why you're saying that you would learn it from our Mishnah, when Reuven picks it up, he's actually acquiring it for Shimon. The only reason why that would work is because in our Mishnah, Migu Dizochi Linavshe Zochi Nami Lechabre, because what actually is happening in our Mishnah, and again, we have to figure out which part of the Mishnah this is coming from, the scenario is as follows, that Reuven and Shimon both are jumping on this item, and each of them is saying, it is mine, I am acquiring it. Now, this item, let's say, is not able to be picked up totally. In order to acquire it, you have to pick it up totally from the ground. Now, Reuven is picking up one side, but the other side would still be on the ground. Shimon is picking up one side, but the other side would still be on the ground. So neither of them alone is actually able to make an acquisition by picking up this object. They need the other person there. And therefore, Rava explains, don't think that this teaches us that when you're picking it up, you're konet for your chavero. But this, in our Mishnah, the only reason why you're kona it is because you are also kona it for yourself. You're kona the half that you're picking up. And you're saying that I'm also kona it on behalf of the other person. And he is saying the same thing. And therefore, migu dezochi lenafshe, since you are acquiring it for yourself, that's why you're also able to acquire it on behalf of Shimon, for the other person. But if you weren't able to go and acquire it for yourself, you wouldn't be able to go acquire for him. In fact, halacha is, if you pick up something solely on behalf of your friend, you would not acquire it for him. Lo kono lechadero. So we have a basic fundamental machlokas between Rami Bar Chama, who says, if you pick something up solely on behalf of your friend, you do acquire it, kono lechadero, and Rava, who says, if you pick up something only, totally, on behalf of your friend, lo kono chadero, lechabre, you're not able to acquire it for your friend. And Rava says, I'll show you that I'm right, teda, she'ilu omar lishlucho, what is the halacha? If somebody says to his friend, stay gnovli, do me a favor, go and steal this item for me. And then the friend listens to him, don't ask me why, but the friend listens to him and goes and steals the item. Who's chayiv? The ganav, if this friend goes and steals it, potter. The one who sent him is potter. The sholeach, the one who asked his friend to go steal the item, is potter. The one who stole the item, actually, this sholeach, he's not a sholeach l'dvar aveira. There is no such thing as being a sholeach l'dvar aveira. And therefore, he would be the one that would have to go and pay kefel in this situation if the item is stolen. As Rashi points out, divrei harav, v'divrei ha-talmid, divrei mi shomim. Who should he listen to? God says, don't steal. His friend says, steal. So the Talmid, the friend, and the Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who do you listen to? So therefore, the Shaliach, the one who stole, is stealing on his own behalf. He's not stealing on behalf of his friend, even though the friend urged him and told him to do so. And therefore, the one who is the actual Ganav is the Shaliach, the one who was told by his friend to go steal it, and the one who sent him. Well, in Shemaim, he's going to have to address that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a Beis Din, he won't be Chayiv. However, Rava says, the Shutfin Shiganvu, if you have, in fact, a partnership, and we learned this in the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Ayin Ches not that long ago, if you have a partnership, so Rashi explains, they were in this in cahoots, they're both there. One of them has to literally pick up the item and go and take it from the Rishus of the Gnignav into a different Rishus and is Konet, but he's doing it on behalf of both of them. So then, the Gemara in Bava Kama said, Dichayavim. In fact, the Shutvin Shiganvu Chayavim. In this situation, even though one of them actually did the physical act of removing it from the Rishus of the Nignav into a different Rishus, so they both are Chayav. Now, why is there a difference between him saying to his friend, Seu Gnovli, that he's Potter, the one who sent him, and the Shutvin Shiganvu, that he's Chayav? My timer, what's the rationale over here? So Rav explains, isn't it because La Mishum Damrino Migu de Zochin Lenafshe, Zochin Ami Lechavre? You see from this case of the Shutvim that since this Ganav Shimon is acquiring it on behalf of himself, so he's also acquiring it on behalf of his partner Ganav Ruvein. So this proves, Rav says, that Zochi Lenafshe is the reason why he's able to be Zochin Nami Lechavre. And therefore, only in our Mishnah do we have the fact that he's able to acquire it for himself, is he able to acquire it for the other person. But if he is not acquiring it for himself, he is just acquiring it for his friend, so then, lo kone lin chavre. He is not zochet for his friend, shmamina. This is a good raya, that's what Rava says. So Rava and Rami Racham have a basic fundamental dispute over here. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, based upon what I just told you, hashto di amris aminun migu, that which I explained, the only reason why he's able to be konet for his friend is because he's also konet for himself. Migu, the zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavrei, that migui explains the following scenario. Cheresh upikeach, if you have a person who is a cheresh, by definition, a person who cannot speak and who cannot listen, he can't hear. He's a cheresh, which in the times of the Gemara is definitely somebody who is not a bar das. He is considered not to be mentally competent. Upikach, and somebody who is considered to be mentally competent. So you have these two people, shegbiu metzia. They both lifted up a metzia that they found in the street, each intending to go and be kona it. Now, mitoch shekona cheresh, kona pikeach. So Rava says, based upon this principle of migu, since the cheresh is able to acquire it, now, a cheresh, if he's not a bar das, he's not able to acquire something. However, the rabbi said this is going to be a lot of fighting if, in fact, we allow somebody to walk up to a cheresh and take whatever he has in his pocket and just grab it from him. If you walk up to a katan and you just take from him whatever he has, so it's going to lead to a lot of fighting because a katan and a cheresh aren't just going to let you go take it from them. So therefore, the rabbis instituted that even though they're not a bar das, a cheresh or a katan that goes and acquires something, so they have midirabanan, acquire that item. On a Daraisa level, they haven't. However, on a Durabana level, they have. So, Rava explains, in this situation, the fact that the Cheresh is able to acquire it for himself, so too the Pikeach is able to acquire it as well. Now, how exactly does this work? If you're telling me that each of them has to have the intent to acquire it for the other person, and therefore migu, that they're acquiring it for themselves as well, so they can acquire it then for the other person, and this way they both have made a kenyan in it, that doesn't make any sense. So, bishlam cheresh kona, the Gemara questions Rava's understanding of this migu, and it says, we understand why the cheresh would acquire it, because the kor magbale ben das, because the pikeach has in mind to acquire it for him, and therefore the cheresh picked up half of it, the pikeach picked up the other half. You need to pick up the entire item, as we mentioned. So therefore, an adequate kinyan was done on the entire thing for the cheresh. He picked up half, the pikeach had in mind to pick up the other half on behalf of the cheresh, and therefore, bishlam cheresh kana, because the komag balei ben das. He had his own picking it up, as well as the pikeach's picking it up. However, el pikeach, but my kana, but have the pikeach go and acquire it. He picked up his own half, but the cheresh doesn't have das to go and pick it up for the pikeach. He has need the rabban and the ability to acquire it for himself, but he doesn't have the ability to go and acquire it for the pikeach. So how is the pikeach acquiring it? So when you say that cheresh pikeach should be a mitzia, mitosh shekana cheresh shekana pikeach, that doesn't seem to work. So Rav says, you're right, Rav, he changes his what he said. Elo Ema, what Rav really said was, cheresh kona, the cheresh is kona, because as we said, he picks it up for himself, and the pikeach has the ability to go pick it up on his behalf, because he's a bardas. So therefore, the cheresh is kona, because both halves, so to say, have been picked up for him. However, the pikeach, lo kona, because while the pikeach picked up his half, the cheresh can't pick up the other half on behalf of the pikeach. And therefore, the pikeach is not kona. You have a paradox somewhat, that the cheresh is kona, but the pikeach is not. Moore says, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Rava had said that this din is because Hashda the Amris Aminu Migu. Since we say Migu, that's why this works. So Moore says, Umay Migu. Then what is the Migu according to Rava? If you're telling me that the Pikach doesn't acquire it, so then how does he acquire it on behalf of the Cheresh? Rava had said, Migu, since the din is that if you can acquire it for yourself, you can also acquire it for somebody else. So here, the pikeach, as we just said, doesn't acquire it for himself. So then how can he go and acquire it on behalf of the cheresh? So the Gemara again revises Rava's statement, and it says, Migu dishnei cherishin bi alma kanu, hai nami kani. Since Rava would say that we have two cherishin that picked up each end, so one cheresh can pick it up on behalf of himself, and midirabanan, that works, and therefore midirabanan, he can pick it up on behalf of the other cheresh. And likewise, the same thing with another cheresh. Midirabanan, he can acquire it for himself, so migu that he acquires it for himself, he can acquire it for the other person as well, albeit it's all midirabanan, in order that they shouldn't be fighting with each other. So that's the migu. Migu, the shnei cherishin, bi'al makanu, since the two cherishin could acquire it one for the other, so too, hainami kani, so too, the cheresh can go acquire it for a pikeach. And that's the migu that Rav is explaining, that the cheresh acquires it because there's a migu that he acquired it in the case of the two cherishim, so he can acquire it also in the case of one cherish and one pikeach. Rav says, that doesn't make any sense. Hi, Mai, what are you talking about? Im timtza lomar hamagbi mitzia l'chaveiro kono chaveiro, if you're telling me that if you pick something up solely for the purpose of your friend acquiring it, not for yourself, just for your friend, so then Hani Mili, I can understand. Hecho dukom magbale adaito de chavre. So we can understand when he picked it up, he was intending to pick it up for his friend. That's why the pikeach can go and acquire it for the pikeach, for the cheresh. Hayadata dide kom magbale. But you're telling me over here that the pikeach wasn't just picking it up for his friend, he was picking it up for himself. And that doesn't work. Ihu lo kani, if he didn't acquire it, so your migu, how does that make it that the pikeach can acquire it for the cheresh? Liachrini makni, if he can't acquire it for himself, how does he acquire it for the other person? Your migu doesn't work. Ela ema, so then, again, we revise Rava's statement one more time. Rava, what Rava really said was, mitok shelo kana pikeach, lo kana cheresh. The whole idea here is that there was no migu. He didn't acquire it for himself, and therefore he can't acquire it for the other person. And therefore, mitok shelo kana pikeach, since the pikeach can't acquire it for himself, because he needs the cheresh to have acquired it on his behalf, and the cheresh can't, so therefore, if the pikeach doesn't acquire it, so then, in fact, the cheresh won't acquire it. And what Rava was saying is neither of them acquires it in this situation because you don't have a migu that since he acquired it for himself, he acquires it for his friend as well. Gemara says, really then? But why did Rava say that two cherishim can acquire it one for the other? So the Gemara answers, that's a pure din de rabbanon. Hasam, when you have two cherishim involved, Takinu luhu rabbanon. The rabbis made a tekana, de lo ase le'insuye. Again, the whole idea why a lav bardas, such as a katan, or in our case, the cheresh, is given midi rabbanon, the ability to acquire something, is because otherwise, anytime a cheresh or a katan is walking around with a coat, somebody could just walk up to them, take their coat for them, because they don't acquire it, because they're a lav bardas, and grab it. And they technically would own it on a deraisa level. But what happens if you walk up to a cheresh and you try to take his coat? He's going to punch you, and then you're going to punch him back, and it's going to lead to lots of fighting. So therefore, the rabbis made a takana with the cheresh in order to lo osi l'insuya, that they shouldn't be fighting with each other. And therefore, midirabanan, the rabbis allowed one cheresh to acquire it and gave him the ability to go and acquire it for another cheresh. Because if you didn't do so, if each of the cherishim tried to acquire it for themselves and for their friends, and then we took it away from them, that would lead to a lot of fighting. the Chireishim would say, hey, you're picking on us. However, Hocha, in the case that Rabbi brought down with a Chirish and a Pikeach, the Chirish is not going to be upset that they took it away from him. He's not going to take it personally. Hey, you're taking it away from Chireishim. Hocha, he's going to say, Pikeach lo kani ana ikne. Hey, they took it away from the Pikeach as well. So it's not something personal against me. This must be the din. And he's not going to fight. So therefore, when you have two Chirishim and you take it away from them, there's going to be fighting. But when you have a Chirish and a Pikeach, the Chirish is going to say, hey, they took it away from the Pikeach as well. And therefore, they're not going to be fighting. And therefore, the rabbis didn't make a takana in this situation. And therefore, the basic din daraisa is that you cannot go and acquire it for somebody else unless you have the migu. So Rava is supported. And Rava says, if you see from here, that if you have a migu, that you acquire it from yourself. Migu, the zochi l'nafshei, zochi nami l'chavrei. That's Rava's bottom line, and he disagrees with Rami Bar Chama. Now, where did Rami Bar Chama say that you, in fact, if you don't even have this migu, nevertheless, Reuven can go and acquire something solely on behalf of Shimon? So we said it was from our Mishnah. So which part of our Mishnah did Rami Bar Chama get this from? Amalei Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ada le Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha, who is the son of Rav Ada, said to Rav Ashi, Diyuke de Rami Bar Chama mehecha. That din that Rami Bar Chama learned that Reuven can go and acquire something totally on behalf of Shimon. He picks up a metziah and he says, I'm not picking it up on behalf of myself. I'm picking it up on behalf of Shimon. It, in fact, is acquired by Shimon. Where did Rami Bar Chama learn that from our Mishnah? If you're going to tell me, Inem Amireisha, it's from the very beginning of the Mishnah, Shnaim Ochazim Bitalis. So this one says, it's mine. This one says, it's mine. That we learned it from. So, Hosam, Hai Kamar Kulishali, Vano Agbaasa Kula. There, in that situation, when Reuven picks up the garment, he's picking it up totally for himself. He says, I'm not picking it up at all for Shimon. The other one says, I'm picking it up totally for myself. I'm not picking it up for Reuven. Vano Agbaasa Kula. And I picked up the entire thing. They're not saying that, well, he picked up half of it for me and I picked up half of it for him. Each one is claiming, I picked up the entire thing totally for myself. So that can't be from the Reisha of the Mishnah where Rami Bar Chama got his din. So therefore, Gemara says, yeah, it's on the next part of the Mishnah. Elo meha diktani, in the next part of the Mishnah, says, Zeh omer kula shali, Zeh omer kula shali. So that was extra. We had the first case, if you remember, Mitzasiyah. This one says, I found it, and this one says, I found it. And then we had, as a separate case, this one says, it's totally mine, and this one says, it's totally mine. So what do we need the second case for? Hasu lomali. Oh, it must be that second case is coming to teach us this din. Ella, mi mishne yisera, since it's totally extraneous, it's totally extra, so therefore, shma mina, that's what we learn out, the din of Rabbi Bar Chama, hamagbia mitzias lechadero, kona lechadero, if you pick something up on behalf solely of your friend, not for yourself, but solely on behalf of your friend, the friend, in fact, acquires it from this unnecessary extra second part of the Mishnah. Where it says, wait a second, we learned that there was a reason for that. Vaokimna, we already learned early in the Masechta that the reason why there were two cases over here, because one, the first part was Reisha b'mitziyah, this one said mitzosiyah, this one said the mitzosiyah, and the second part, kula shali, the seif of the mekach u'memkor. The Mishnah was teaching us the din that we are yachloku with the shvua, both in the case of the mitziyah and both in the case of mekach u'memkor. Each of them claimed that they bought it from Levi. Reuven said, I bought it from Levi and paid him. And Shimon says, I bought it from Levi and paid him. So you needed the two cases of the Mishnah to teach us these two dinim. And you don't have a Mishnah Yisera. You don't have an extra extraneous piece of the Mishnah to teach us Rami Bar Chama's din, HaMagbia Mitziyah LeChavero, Kona Chavero. Shmuel says, you're right. So keep on reading the Mishnah. Elmi Sefer, go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Zeh Omer Chetz Yashali. We had the case where Reuven said, I picked it up and it's totally mine. And Shimon said, half of it is mine. You're right, you picked up half and I picked up half. So therefore, in that situation, Hasu Lomali, what additional din is that teaching us? Already learned the din of Yachloku. So it's just changing around the facts about how they're going to be Machlokis over here. How there's going to be a division of the property of the item, and we said it's 3/4 and 1/4, because the 50% that's not in contest, so Reuven gets all of that, and the other 50% that's contested, so then Reuven will get half of that, and Shimon will get half of that. So Reuven gets a half of the half, plus his original whole half, so he'll get 75%, and Shimon gets 25%. So it's the same principle. Why did you have to tell me this case of Zelmer Kulishli, Zelmer Chetzishli, Hasulamali? Oh, it's extraneous. Elo, Mimishna Yisera. You can learn now from this unnecessary extra part of the Mishnah, Shma Minah, HaMagbiyah, Mitziyah L'Chavero, Kol L'Chavero. Oh, that's where Rami Bar Chama learns that his din from. Where it says, that's also not right, because Who says in this case, is talking about a metziah? And you're teaching us the din. Oh, if he picks it up, who says it's talking about a metziah? Maybe it's only talking about a case where Reuven says, I bought half of the entire thing from Levi, and Shimon says, I bought half of it from Levi. Talking about Mekka Chomemkar. So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, even Mekka Chomemkar, my member. So that even if it's Mekka Chomemkar, we already learned after din. So why is it teaching us this additional, seemingly unnecessary din by Mekka Chomemkar? So the Gemara says, no, it's Trich. There is a Chiddush over here. You can't say it's extra. Because if you didn't have this case, you know what I would have said? So Kedai Techaminach, Hai Dekamar, Chetzishli, this one who says, half of it is mine, not the whole thing. It's as if he is Lehebe Kimeshiv Aveda Vilipoter. This would be similar to a person who finds a wallet. We discussed this previously, that if a person finds a wallet and he returns it, right? So Reuven finds Shimon's wallet and he returns it to Shimon. And he says, here's your wallet, there was 20 bucks in it. And Shimon says, hey, that's my wallet, but there was 100 bucks in it. Give me the other 80 bucks, you stole it from me. So in this situation, it should have been that a shvuas moda b'mitzas, because Reuven is admitting to the 20 bucks in the wallet, but he's not admitting to the 80 bucks in the wallet. So on one level, one would have said this should be a classical case of moda b'mitzas chay shvuah. He should have to make a shvuah moda b'mitzas. But the rabbis came along and said, no, this is not a case of moda b'mitzas. You want people to return wallets that they lost? Well, don't make them responsible for swearing on the other $80 that the owner of the wallet claims was there. Maybe somebody else took it. Maybe it wasn't there in the first place. And therefore, if you want Reuven to go return wallets, you better not make him make a shvuah. And therefore, in a situation of a meshiv aveda, there is no shvuah that we make of moda b'mitzas. So to over here, the guy who's claiming half of his wine is essentially saying that, well, half of it is yours. So it's as if I'm returning your half. And therefore, kamash b'lon, the chiddush of the mishnah is, Dahai I arume komarim. This guy's a sharpie. Shimon over here is saying half of it is mine, saying, listen, if I say all of it's mine, they're going to make me make a shua. But if I say half of it's mine, then I won't have to make a shua. So he's cheating over here. Dahai I arume komarim. He's going to be very sly over here. And he's going to say, oh, I'll say half of it is mine, and I won't have to make a shua. Savar, I amina kula shali. If I say it's all mine, but you know, they're going to make me a shua, and I won't make a shua because it's not mine. So, emahachi, I'll say half of it is mine, and they'll consider me the heavy kamesh of avei dovi potter, and I won't have to make a shua. Oh, so therefore, the chiddush of the mishnah is, in this situation, we don't view him as a mesh of aveda, and we make him make a shua. So it's not unnecessary. The case of Zelmer Kulishli, Zelmer Chesli, Baya, Merkach, Umemkar is not extraneous. It's coming to teach us this additional din. So therefore, we're still stuck. Where did Rami Bar Chama learn his din? That if you pick up something, Hamagbiya, Mitzia, Lechavero, solely for the behalf of your friend, Kona Lechavero. So the Gemara says, Elamiha, oh, it's on the last part of the Mishnah. Hayu Shnayim Rochvim Agabe Behema. You have two people riding on an animal. Always said one is riding on the animal, one is leading the animal. So that, again, seems to just be another example of two people holding onto a talis. What difference does it make if it's a talis or a behema? So therefore, this seems to be extraneous. Hasulamuli. So why do I need this part of the Mishnah? Oh, Rami Bar Chama says, Ella, this is also a Mishnah Yisera. The Mishnah Yisera, we can learn out my din. Shema minah, my bia mitzvah lechavero, kana lechavre, kana chavero. He is able to acquire it for his friend. Where it says, this still isn't good. The Dilma, Hakamash, no, you need this section over here to teach us that Rochev Nami Kani. Remember, we had said either there was two people riding on it, or you had one person riding on it and one person leading it. So it's to teach us that a Rochev, a person who is sitting on it, Rochev doesn't mean that he's actually riding it. If he's moving it, so then everybody would agree that that's an actual acquisition. How is that any worse? It certainly is even better, because he's on it, plus he's leading it, so to say, by making it move. So the Rochev over here, the simple understanding is that he's sitting on it. He's not actually riding on it. So therefore, it means that a person who is just sitting on it, that is an adequate acquisition as well, just like the person who is leading it. So therefore, that's what you need that part of the Mishnah for. So we're stuck. Where is Rami Bar Chama's din? Learned that from our Mishnah. So where it says it's from the very end of the Mishnah. Elami Sefer, the real end of the Mishnah. Bizman Shehem Modim. The end of the Mishnah said that if both people agree that they picked it up simultaneously, so then they will split it. Bisman Shemodim, or Oshiesh Lamedim, or their witnesses to say, yeah, they both picked it up at the same time. So then Chokim Loshut, there's no argument, and they split it because this is not something that anybody's contesting. Now, Bimai, what are we talking about? If this is the case of Mekach Umemkar, why would we need a Mishnah to tell us this? It's very obvious that if two people buy something and they bought it simultaneously, so they'll split it. Or if they are witnesses and say, yeah, neither of you required it ahead of the other one, you bought it both simultaneously, so then they split it. Why would I need a Mishnah to tell me that? Oh, Elolad B'mitzia. The last part of the Mishnah is not talking about a case of Mekach Umemkar. It's talking about a case of a Mitzia. Ushma mino, you see from here, hamagbia mitzia lechavero, kona lechavero. This is extra, this is unnecessary, and therefore, this is where Rami Bachama learns out his din. Great. That's how Rami Bachama learns the last part of the Mishnah. What does Rava do? Rava says, hamagbia lechavero, eno kona lechavero. He doesn't acquire it for his friend. So, nu, how does Rava learn the last part of the Mishnah? Rava amalach, Rava will tell you, no, migu dezachil enafshe, zachinam lechavri. Oh, that's exactly Rava's point. He says, all you can see from here is that they both pick it up simultaneously, so each one basically is picking it up for himself, and since he has to make a kinyan on the whole thing, and he's only picking up half of it, so he's also acquiring on behalf of the other guy, and vice versa. And therefore, Rava says, that's exactly where I get my din of migu from. But you cannot learn hamagbia mitzia lechavero, kona lechavero. In fact, hamagbia mitzia lechavero, Rava says, eino kona lechavre. He doesn't acquire it for his friend. So now we have a fuller understanding of the machlokas of our Mishnah between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Now the Gemara says, "Hayu shnayim rochem." Let's go back and discuss the two people that are riding on the animal. So each of them claims that it's his, and each of them therefore has to make a shua and then yachloku. Fine. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Amali Rav Yehuda." I learned by Rav Yehuda, the Amor Rav Yehuda. We turn to Ches Omid Beis. Shamis Minei de Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, originally learned by Rav. Then when Rav passed away, he went to learn by Shmuel, and he said, Rav Yehuda said, I heard from Shmuel, Shamis Minei de Mar Shmuel, I heard from the master Shmuel, Tarti, two things in regards to this din, Rochov, number one, and Manig, number two. Riding, I heard a din from him, and Manig, I heard a din from him. And what did I hear? One of the two is able to make a kinyan, chad kani, that either Rochov or Manig is able to make a kinyan, and the other one is not, chad lo kani. However, I don't remember what Mar Shmuel said. Velo yadana heiminayu. I don't remember whether he said Rochov is kani and Manig is lo kani, or he said Rochov is lo kani and Manig is kani. So, Gemara says, what are we talking about? Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema Rochov lichudei umanig lichudei. If you're telling me that it's two separate cases, that in one situation, man was just Rochev, and did he or did not make a kinyan, or the other situation was a man was Manig, and did he or did not make a kinyan, so then that can't be what Rav Yehuda was in doubt about what Shmuel had said. If Shmuel had told him a din, then he certainly would have known what the din was in this situation, because does anybody hold Manig L'chudei? If somebody leads an animal, is there anybody that holds Mika Man Diom Alo Kani? Does anybody say that that's not making a kinyan? So if we know for a fact that Manig is Kona in this situation, so then, obviously, Rochov is not Kona. So if that was the scenario, two separate cases, one was the case of Manig and one was the case of Rochov, so then Rav Yehuda would have known the din. Manig is Kona and Rochov is not Kona. Elo, Iikol Meimar de Lokani, and now the Gemara just says what I just said. If you're going to tell me that one of the two is not Kona, so then Rochov who the Iikol Meimar, obviously Rochov would be the one that wouldn't be Kona. But that can't be. That would be so obvious. Rav Yehuda would not have said, I don't know what Shmuel had said. So therefore, you have to say, it's not talking about two separate cases. One was called in the case of Manig, and one is talking a totally separate case of Rochov. No. El Rochov bimkom Manig iboile. That you have both of them at the same time. Rochov and Manig. So you have one person being Manig and one person being Rochov. What is the din? Now, Mai, what's the question over here? Rochov Odif. The question was, is Rochov a better Kenyan than Manig? Because the Ha Tafis Ba, because not only is he Rochov on it, he's holding it, so to say. He's on top of the animal. Or do we say no? Odilma, Manig is Odif. Manig is a better Kenyan because the Oslo Mechamase, because when you're leading the animal, you're actually making the animal move. And it's the movement of the animal that, in fact, is acquiring it over here. And you have a major machlokas over here between Rashi and Tosos as to what exactly does rochuv mean. Rashi seems to say that you're not moving it. Tosos seems to say that you're moving it a little bit, and that's how the kinyan works. But in any event, let's leave that aside for right now. Bottom line is, this is how Rav Yehuda said, I heard these dinim from Shul, and I don't know which one. Is rochuv the better kinyan, or is manig the better kinyan? So, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef then continued the narrative over here, continuing to say what Rav Yehuda said. And he said, Amar li Rav Yehuda, then Rav Yehuda told me, let's figure it out ourselves. I don't remember what Mar Shmuel said. However, now see him out. Let's see if we can figure it out ourselves, because it's done. We learned in the Mishnah in Kilayim. The Mishnah in Kilayim said that if somebody is leading two animals that would be Kilayim, you're not allowed to go and plow with them together. And you're leading, let's say, a donkey and a shore. So, you're leading a donkey and an ox, hamanig, if you lead them, and you're plowing with them, so that's an isser of kilayim. So against our boy, you're going to get malchus, you're going to get 40 malchus, i.e. 39 malchus, because you were transgressing the din of kilayim. Kilayim is the many different types of kilayim. Here we're talking about plowing together with two animals. You're not allowed to do that. Now, v'hayoshev b'karon, and the Mishnah also tells us that if somebody is just sitting in a wagon that is being pulled by two different animals that would not be allowed to pull the wagon together, such as a shor and a chamor. So then, sofeg esor abayim. Just sitting in such a wagon is going to also be over the din of kilayim. Now, these are two separate cases, and in each case, the animals are being led. In the first case, they're actually being led hamanik, and the second case, when the person is sitting down in the wagon, it's going to spur the animals to move a little bit, and therefore, just his sitting down is causing them to move the wagon, and therefore, they're going to get 40 malchus. Each of them is chayav malchus. Again, when it says 40, it means 39. That's the din of the Tanna Kamma. However, Rav Meir poter esayoshe b'karon. Rav Meir disagrees with the second psak. He says, yes, if you're leading the wagon, you definitely get malchus. But if you just sat in the wagon, you're not going to be chayav over here for kilayim. You're not going to get malchus. Now, umidi apech Shmuel, when Shmuel learned this Mishnah, he had flipped it around and said that the Tanna Kamma and Rav Meir's Shitas were the opposite. V'tani, and he learned the Mishnah in the following way. He had learned v'chachamim potrin esayoshi b'karin. It was the chachamim that said that the person sitting in the wagon is not chayav malchus arbaim. But it is the opinion of Rav Meir that you are chayav malchus arbaim. So therefore, shma mina, what do you see from Shmuel? Rochuv lechu de lokani. The Chachamim's opinion is that if a person is just sitting, just rochuv, sitting yoshev and rochuv are very similar. So just sitting either in the wagon or on the animal without really moving it directly yourself. So then rochuv lechu de lokani. You're not chayv malchus. So you're not in effect going to be doing anything, so you're not going to be making a kinyan on it if you're trying to acquire it. So what do you see from here? That Shmuel's opinion is, since he had switched around the shittas, and some we pass like the chachamim, rochuv l'chu de lokani, the kosher came rochuv b'makom manig. And certainly, if there's a person that's manig it, so he's making an adequate kinyan, and the rochuv cannot make an adequate kinyan, certainly against the person who's being manig it. Rav Yehuda figured out what Shmuel's opinion was. And he said, let's see if we can figure it out ourselves. Now, Amalei Abayah Rav Yosef, Abayah, who is a Talmud of Yosef, who was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Shmuel. So now, going down to the next generation, Abayah tells his Rebbe Rav Yosef, but ha zimnim sagin, there were many times that Amrislon nechse anan, velo Amrislon mishmed Rav Yehuda. You, in fact, taught us this din in your name, that you said, let's see if I can figure it out, let's see if we can figure it out, without telling us that you heard Rav Yehuda say, let us figure it out. Now, you have to understand the background over here. Abayah, throughout Shas, is constantly helping out his Rebbe Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had gotten sick and forgot a lot of his learning. And Abayah has to prompt and teach, relearn to his Rebbe what his Rebbe had taught him. So Abayah is saying over here, but there was another time when you didn't say that it was in the name of Rav Yehuda that you heard this, but you said, Nech Zeanan, let's see if we can go and figure out what Shmuel's opinion was. So, which one is it? So, Amalei, Rav Yosef tells him, Ivra, you're 100% right, that Rav Yehuda himself was the one that had taught us this. And by your saying this now, Udecharno Nami Diamrile, and you make me now remember that I had said back to Rav Yehuda when he taught us this, Hechi Pashit Ma Rochuv Miyoshev. And now you reminded me what really happened. That what Rav Yehuda had said, I had questioned him and said, how are you comparing Rachov and Yoshev? The way we just explained it was when Shmuel flipped it around and he said that the Chacham say you're poter in Yoshev, so therefore it must be that you're also not able to make a kinyan with Rachov. So who says that that's true? Yoshev lo tofis b'mosera. When a person is sitting in the wagon, he's just sitting there as a passenger. He's not holding the reins, and he's not going and making the animals sense that he's there and moving. So a case of Yoshev, you're right, there is no kinyan. However, Rachov, the guy sitting on the animal, he's holding on to the reins of the animal. Tofis b'mosera. And if he's holding on to the reins of the animal, so that's different than Yoshev. So maybe the Rochev is able to make a kinyan, even though the Yoshev is not. How, therefore, Rav Yehuda, do you compare Yoshev and Rochev? So the Gemara says, Yomali, Rav Yosef now remembers that Rav Yehuda had said back to him, Rav u Shmuel, the Amrit Tavayo, that both Rav and Shmuel hold that Mosera lo kani. No, that even though the Rochev is holding on to the Mosera, Rav and Shmuel both say that's not a significant action. And therefore, I do have the capacity to compare Rochev and the Yoshev. And therefore, just like the Mishnah in Kilayim says, according to Shmuel's Girsa, Racham Potrin, it's a Yoshev Bekarun. So too, the Rochev is not going to be able to make a Kinyan, and certainly not B'makom Manhig. So Rav Yosef says, now you're reminding me of the entire exchange, and Baruch Hashem, we're able to come up to the correct answer. That's the first version of this discussion. The second version of this discussion between Abaye and Rav Yosef is Ikud the Amre as follows. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef, Abaye said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Hechi Poshut Mar Rochov B'Yoshev. How did you come up with this comparison between Rochov and Yoshev? After all, Yoshev lo tofis b'mosera. Rochov tofis b'mosera. As we just explained, he's just saying he didn't hear this now from Rav Yehuda. In this version, Rav Yosef himself was being questioned by Abaye, how do you compare Rochov and Yoshev, that you're saying that's the answer over here? After all, Yoshev, he's not holding on to the reins, and Rochov, he is holding on to the reins. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Hochi Tana, Edi. This is what Edi taught us, not in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, but this is what Edi taught us, Mosera Lokani, and therefore the Ikud the Amri is exactly the same answer as the first version that we had, just how it was achieved, how do we get to it, is different. In the first situation, it was Rav Yehuda who had said this, and the second situation, it was Rav Yosef himself who said it, and he had heard from Edi that Mosera lo kani. Okay. Mor says, it renami, we learn the following halacha, Am Rabbi Chalba, Am Rav Huna, Rav Chalba said name Rav Huna, Mosera, Mechavero kana b'mitzia uvenichse ager lo kani. That holding on to a Mosera, that does make a kinyan when you're purchasing something. So if Reuven is purchasing the animal from Shimon, and he makes the kinyan with holding on to the Mosera, he gets on the animal, and he holds on to the Mosera, he holds on to the reins, that's a valid kinyan in terms of a purchase. However, if you find it in the street, and you get on the animal, and you just hold on to the reins, b'mitzia, or ubenichsi ager, ager owned something, he died without having any yarship, so his property is essentially hefker, and whoever makes a kinyan on it acquires it. So if all you did was sit on the animal and hold on to the reins, in regards to the nichsi ager, lo kani. So we have a split din over here that in regards to the Mosera, in a Kenyan situation, the Mekach Mamkar situation, where there's two people, as we'll explain in a moment, you can acquire it. You can make an adequate Kenyan by just sitting on the animal and holding onto the reins. But if it's a Metziah, which is Hefker, or Nichse Ager, which is Hefker, you can't make an adequate Kenyan just by sitting on the animal, being Rachuv, and holding onto the reins. Now, why do Rav Chalbo, Amr Rav Huna say this? So, what does the word Mosera mean? My Lashon Mosera. So, Amar Rava, Rava explains, Edi Asberli, just like we had before, that it was said over the name of Edi, Rav Edi. So, Edi explained to Rava, Ki Adam HaMoser Dover L'Chaveru. It means like a person who transfers something, who hands something, he's Moser, something to his fellow. So when you have two people, Bishlama Mechavero, when Reuven is purchasing the animal from Shimon, he then sits on the animal and is given the reins, Bishlama Mechavero Kani, it's the giving over the reins from Shimon to Reuven. Reuven purchases this animal from Shimon, and when he sits on it and gets the reins, so then, Dekomasa Lechavre, his friend gives him the reins, so therefore he's able to be Conan. However, El B'metziah, which is coming from Hefker, U'b'nichse Agar, which is coming from Hefker, nobody's there to give it to him. Man komasen le'dilikdei, who can give it over to him, then he should make a kinyan on it. And therefore, just holding it yourself isn't making a kinyan. And that explains why Rechalbo Amrafuna says there's a distinction between a case of Mekakul Memkar, which Mosera, Rachov and Mosera is Kone, and Metzia and Nechse Ager, it's not Kone. More questions this and says, you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda, or it was Rabbi Yosef, who said that there's no difference between Yosef and Rachov, and the reason is because of this din of Mosera Lokani. So, Meisvei, our Mishnah, which said that if you have two people riding on the animal, so then they are kona it, and they have to divide it up. So it seems that Rochev is a good kinyan from our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Mani, whose opinion is our Mishnah? If you're going to tell me Ilema, Rabbi Meir, if you're telling me it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir had said, according to the switch around in the Girsa, that Shmuel had said, so Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that Chachamim are poaching as a Yoshe Bekorin, and Rav Meir says that you're chayiv in the situation of Yoshe Bekorin. So then, Ilema Rabbi Meir, if you're telling me that it's Rav Meir, Hashta Yoshev Kani, Rachel Mibaya, if a Yoshev is Kone, and as a result, if the Yoshev is going to be chayiv for Kilayim because he is making a Kenyan, so to say, he is leading the animals, so then, would you need to tell me the din, Rachel Mibaya, would you need to tell me the din by Rachel? Of course he's Kone by Rachel. So, if the Mishnah is in fact Rav Meir's opinion, so then why is it telling it to us? It's obvious. Now, Elalav Rabbanu, so then our Mishnah must be the opinion of the Chachamim. Ushmamina Rachuv Kani. Yet, our Mishnah says that Rachuv is Kani. So, this seems to go against what Rav Yehuda said. So, Gemara says, no. Hachim mayaskinon bimanhig biraglov. We're dealing over here with a person that is walking the animal with his feet. In other words, he is sitting on the animal and giving it with his feet a zetz on the sides to spur the animal to walk. And in this situation, that is what we're referring to when we say manhig beraglov. He's not just holding onto the reins. He's actually spurring the animal by giving it, pushing it with his feet to go and make the animal move. Where it says, ihachi, hainu manik. So then that's manik. So what's the difference? So where it says, tre gavni manik. There are two different types of manik that we're talking about. One is holding on to the mosera and leading the animal. You're walking with the animal, leading it. And the other one is that you're sitting on the animal and you're spurring it with your feet. So the Gemara says, "Ma'al detemo rochav adif." I might have thought that the rochav and moving the animal with your feet while you're sitting on it is superior to the animal being led by a person. The harmonic v'tovis, but maybe you would think that that's a better type of a kinyan because not only is he leading the animal, but he's sitting on the animal. So kamash olam that there's no difference between the two kinyanim; they're exactly the same. Neither one is better than the other one, and therefore each one can claim it's all mine, and therefore they'll swear and yachloku. Now the bottom line is that Rav Yehuda holds that a actual rochav just sitting on the animal, since Misera lo kani, is not considered a kinyan. I'll show you that this is right. The word says, Toshma shnayim shi moshlim begomal. If you have two people that are pulling on a camel, or umanhigin bachamor, or they are leading a donkey. Now, why did change in the lashon of moshlin and manhigin? So Rashi tells us that this is the normal way. The last line in Rashi, chamor darko ben hanahaga, the normal way that it would be for a donkey is that they would lead the donkey, the gamal darko ben mishicha, as opposed to with the camel, they would be pulling the camel. So that's the normal way that they would lead camels and donkeys. So if you had a person, two people, either pulling on the camel, or they were leading the donkey, or shahaya echod moshech the echod manig, or one was pulling it and the other one was leading it. So then, and we turn to Tesel with Aleph. B'mida zos kana. Rashi says we'll explain in a moment what we're coming to exclude over here. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. Now here, this is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, not the Amora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, since it's a Brisa, so it's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. La'olam lo kana ad shetehei mishicha b'gamal v'anhaga b'chamar. Rabbi says no. Each one must be this specific way of making the kinyan in order for it to be a good kinyan. For the camel, it must be Mishicha, and for the Chamar, it must be Hanhaga. Fine. Now, that's the brisa. Tani mi is, it says over here, the Tanakhama holds, O shahoyo echad Moshe ve'echad manik. So, according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't seem to make a difference which one was being Moshe, which one was being manik. You could do both for both of them. Moshe hu manik in, avol roch lo. But you clearly see that you have to do either Moshe or you have to do manik. But he doesn't allow rochav. So, here is the raya to the Amora Rav Yehuda from this brisa. Now, Rav says it's not a good raya. Because who adin dafil l'rochav? In fact, maybe the Tanakhama said Moshe hu manig, but not to the exclusion of rochav. Maybe, in fact, rochav would also be good. Why did he specifically mention Moshe hu manig, which could have implied that it's not rochav? No, he specifically had to mention Moshe hu manig lafuke midetana midirabi Yehuda, as opposed to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda's position, who had held that it can only be one for each. It has to be Meshicha by the Gamal, the Hanhaga by the Chamor. The Omer, Achete Meshicha by Gamal, the Hanhaga by Chamor, each specifically. And therefore, the Tanakhama is telling us nothing to do about Rochav. He's telling us that Moshech or Manik does work. Kamashulam, Dafilu Ivcha Namikani. He holds that you could even do Meshicha by a Chamor, and you could do Hanhaga by a Gamal. Now, Gemara says, if that were the case, so then why did it mention two separate dinim? Ihachi l'arvinu v'lisninu. If this, in fact, is the Tanakhama's position, that all four work, you have Meshicha by a camel or a donkey, and Hanhaga by a camel or a donkey, so then it should have listed them all together. It should have said, Shnayim shu moshlin u'manhigin. The Vav means or, but either one can be done, Meshicha or Hanhaga, for either of the animals, Bein Begav or Bein Mechamar. Why did Bedavka go and separate it into two separate situations? So therefore, Ikar Chad Tzad Delo Kani. This is to teach us that for one of the ways it won't work. So either Meshicha works only by a camel, or Hanhaga works only by a Chamar, but only for one of the two. The other one, both work. So, for example, some say that Meshicha is specific, must be for a camel. It doesn't work for a chamar. But for a camel, Hanhaga or Meshicha does work. And the other opinion, no, Hanhaga bigamol. The Hanhaga is specific that it must be for a chamar, and it doesn't work for a camel. But for a donkey, Meshicha or Hanhaga does work. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, holds it only Meshicha works for a Gomel, and only Hanhaga works for a Chamar, whereas the Tanakhama, who argues with the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, he says that no, three of the four work, and it's only a Machlokes, which one doesn't work? Either Meshicha only works by a Gomel and doesn't work by a Chamar, or Hanhaga only works by a Chamar and doesn't work by a camel. But the other one does work by both of them, and that's the Machlokes over here, and you can't bring a Raya from here that Rochav lo, because it's not talking about Rochav. The reason why it had to say Moshe Chumonig, Manhig, was because it had to go as against the opinion of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, but you can't bring this as a riot to the Amora, Rabbi Yehuda. Mora says, the is the most of Misefa. Others learn this from the Sefer, this price. The is the most of Misefa. B'mida zu kona. It is in this way that one can make the Kinyan. Now, b'mida zu, when it says in this way, that implies lim'ute, some other way. Now, my lav lim'ute rochav, doesn't that mean to go and exclude rochav? So the Gemara says, lo, lim'ute ifcha. It comes to teach us that you can't make the kinyan in the opposite way. You must make the kinyan of Meshicha by the Gomel and the Hanhaga by the Chamor. But it doesn't tell us anything about rochav, and therefore you can't bring this as a riot to the Amora, Rav Yehuda, that rochav is not a good kinyan. Gemara says, if you're learning it this way, to send the Tanakhama, Yehochi, Haina Rabbi Yehuda, then what difference is there between the Tanakhama and the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says, Ika Benayu, Tzad Echo de Lo Kona. No, it's three of the four work according to the Tanakhama. It's only one of them doesn't work. And again, we have the same machlokas as before. It's the Amri Meshicha B'chamor, the Ika the Amri Hanhoge B'gamol. That we're not sure which one of the four doesn't work. And that's a machlokas. Some say that it was the Meshicha in regards to the Chamor. Others say it was the Hanhoge in regards to the Gamol. But the other three work. And again, this is the same machlokas as before. But they're bringing the Raya from the Sefer rather than from the Reisha. With this, we conclude today's shir.